It's almost appropriate that your name is Russell Brain, because you, like Frankenstein, like zombies who eat brains, have taken a farm and brought it back from the dead. Russell Brain, CISA local hero farmer, and Phil Corman from CISA. Have you taken a farm back from the dead?
Sure, trying to. It's the fourth year of a six-year renovation of an old apple orchard, and it's a lot of work, just like people said.
Now, what were you doing before you found this farm, an apple orchard, that you're trying to reclaim?
My partner, Elaine Hartley, and I met 20 years ago in down east Maine. We were picking blueberries in the Great Blueberry Barrens. I don't know if you've seen them up there, but they go as far as you can see with low bush blueberries. We did that for 5 years together and lived in our trucks. Then we moved to Washington, D.C. and went into our normal careers, and we saved every penny. And then as soon as we could, 3 years ago, we came running back to New England, to the Northampton area, and we found this dormant apple orchard, which hadn't been farmed for 13 years. And that's what we're doing.
Park Hill Orchard, it's in East Hampton.
That's
and
right.
You're in the year, what, four of a six-year cycle, we're saying, and the hope to get up and fully functioning?
That's right.
What was the career you were doing in Washington, D.C. that made you then all of a sudden, that you used sort of as a stepping stone between living in separate trucks while together, I guess, but picking blueberries in Maine and then coming back to farming life?
We started a boat shop in Washington just a couple blocks from the White House, which is a little bit quirky, but it was clear that computers were the way to make money, so we ended up going into web design, and our neighbor happened to be National Geographic, so I worked for them for a long time, and Discovery Channel.
And now you're discovering what it takes to be a farmer. Is this an acceptable lifestyle for you right now, or is this sort of like, you know, one of those weird reality shows where they take somebody and put them out of their element, and you question why you're doing this in the first place?
I think farming is a lot harder than web design intellectually, as far as the amount to learn about horticulture. It's really fascinating, and I totally have the bug. I have the fruit bug as bad as you can get it.
I get them too if I leave the fruit out on the counter. And in the meantime, because you're not, you know, I keep saying you're in the year four of a six-year cycle of becoming officially open, you are selling. You're at the Tuesday market. You've got berries, and you've given me what I believe to be the first apple of the year, because you're an orchardist, an apple orchardist.
It's very early for apple right now.
It's like a teeny tiny little apple right now. It's like eating a premature baby.
So we opened up our original statement of principles that we wrote when we first took over the place, and it said, we will show flair in our horticultural activities. So this spring we planted a sacred labyrinth, a 190-foot, 1,000-plant raspberry sacred labyrinth.
Wow.
Seven tiers. So in the future we'll have people out for pick your own on that.
And you can pick in the labyrinth.
You can pick the labyrinth. You can walk it as well. It's a half a mile from the beginning to the end.
And does it end with David Bowie in really, really tight pants that kind of make you feel uncomfortable because they're so
tight?
That's
a great idea. So we're also hosting the Second Saturday Art Walk for East Hampton, who kindly granted a bunch of money for our orchard. And we ran a call to artists, and we got incredible sculptures, 17 large sculptures coming over. I'm going to have to use the forklift on the tractor to bring them out where they're going to sit. And August 13th, we're having a opening of this show for 2 months, and we're trying to put the culture in horticulture.
I love it. I'm trying to put the whore in horticulture.
And so my raspberry labyrinth is actually part of the show, and it's I'm calling it the horticulture.
So the other thing, Russell, that I think's really interesting is, you know, here you're on a farm, 13 years, it had not been in use, and yet connections have already been made. You've had a clean out hundreds of apple trees, and where is the applewood going from those apple trees?
For this will be our third year of supplying Hungry Ghost Bakery. They burn a lot of wood. The piles are huge, and I'm imagining the piles of bread they make are even huger.
And the other thing you mentioned to me is that you've actually gotten a call from Cereos because they used to buy apples from the previous owner at that very farm.
Yep, the granddaughter called and said, my grandfather used to buy the fruit from Larry Cena, from the old owner, 50 years ago, and they want to continue that tradition. So we're really looking forward to that.
Russell Brain from Park Hill Orchard, a resurrected orchard that is 4 years in the going, 2 years away from being fully functional, putting the culture in horticulture, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero people, buylocalfood.org.